Congress returned to session Tuesday, one item Republican lawmakers promised to repeal, and in short order, is President Obama's signature health care law, the Affordable Care Act. In Wisconsin, the data shows that more than 173,000 people now get their health insurance through the ACA. With its future in doubt, WUWM's Marty Michelson asked several providers what they're advising people who are looking for insurance.
Some clients are asking Kathy Mahaffey if they should bother to enroll in the Affordable Care Act because members of Congress have vowed to repeal it. Mahaffey is CEO of Common Ground Healthcare Cooperative. It's been enrolling people in 19 counties in southeastern Wisconsin since the ACA began 3 years ago.
There's a lot of uncertainty out there. So, you know, I've definitely heard some comments from folks that they thought, well, I probably should get enrolled, you know, now during this open enrollment period, so that I have some, you know, health insurance coverage for, you know, at least a short period of time.
Right now, the country is in the midst of the ACA sign-up period. It runs until the end of January. Mahaffey says so far about 32,000 people have joined, the same number as in previous years, and the majority are older adults, ages 45 to 64. She's advising everyone who asks to enroll.
It's important to have health insurance coverage. We believe people should be enrolled in health plans and be taking good care of themselves, getting their preventive care. So we, you know, are encouraging everyone to take a look at health insurance, see how affordable it really can be, particularly if you qualify for the tax subsidies for your premium.
But I do think Congress is going to act quickly, and people need to understand that their coverage could be at risk.
That's Dr. Mario Molina of Molina Healthcare of Wisconsin. He says it has also enrolled about 30,000 people during the current sign-up period, many with very low incomes. Molina's advice, sign up for coverage in 2017.
And get enrolled while you still have the chance. I think that it's less likely that the government will cancel people's policies in the middle of the year, so at least they'd be covered for 1 year.
While the two health insurance agents are advising clients to sign up for the ACA, the Wisconsin Hospital Association isn't making any preparations for a repeal, according to President Eric Borgerding.
I wouldn't say that they're gearing up or preparing for a surge of folks into the ER simply because we don't know yet what will replace the ACA. In my sense, is we won't know that for 2 years, 3 years. We'll just have to see.
Borgerding says the association has been communicating with state and federal officials, hoping for a smooth transition from the ACA to whatever is next. The Walker administration didn't return calls for comment on what the state might be planning. In 2015, rather than jumping aboard the ACA, the governor expanded Wisconsin's BantraCare program to provide health coverage for everyone living at or below the poverty line. It directed everyone above the line to enroll in the ACA. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.